I'm WSB's Mark Arum. Depend on the WSB Breaking News Center for immediate breaking news,
severe weather alerts,
or a traffic red alert whenever and wherever they strike.
Immediately accurate
WSB.
Depend on it.
Hey, this is Ray Liotta, and you're listening to the
No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
To the show, and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 11:07, 7 after 11. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 10 to midnight on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. The gang is all here for a show of the new year. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Low Tizzle screening your phone calls only after tonight, only two more 10 p.m. editions of the Mark Arum Show, because if you're just finding out, Monday, the WSB radio lineup changes. Basically, the lineup's going to be Atlanta's Morning News with Scott Slade, 4:30 till 9. Herman Cain, 9 to 11. The Von Hessler Doctrine, 11 to noon. 12 to 3 will be Rush Limbaugh, 3 to 5, Sean Hannity, 5 to 7, the conservative Viking, Eric Erickson, and then 7 to 9, me and these bananas. The Mark Arum Show, 7 to 9 p.m. By the way,
good times.
How does Erickson have time to do a show, run a website with all that cooking he does? Every day during December, he's like, well, now I'm going to make an apple pie, and now I'm making tortellini, and now he posts, he makes so much food.
Yeah, it's because he spends all night writing, and then it posts during the day.
He gets
day.
The munchies?
Yeah, and then he, I mean, yeah.
And plus he's at home.
And like then just, yeah. And just working from home, like when you want to take a break, you're like, I'm going to take an hour, I'm going to go make some soup.
How does that dude not open a restaurant? That, like, he loves cooking more than anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I saw you smoking a pig in your smoker. Is that the pig you killed like 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
I got the hams left.
Three years ago.
I've been waiting to get my, and it was awesome.
You're like Griffey's eating 12-month expired yogurt.
Listen. Swine doesn't.
Oh yeah,
bad,
you put that in the freezer.
Swine goes bad. Yeah. No.
Not when it's cured and smoked and salted.
Yeah.
It's
all right.
Now it was good. Yeah, it was good. I smoked. So anyway. I smoked my ham. It was good.
Yeah, I know you smoked your ham. So that's new lineup. So we're excited. If you have any questions about it, starting Monday, we'll be on from 7 to 9 p.m. Low T is going to post a podcast as soon as we're off the air. So if you normally listen to us 10 to midnight, you can still do that. Commercial free and ale wine free, as Longoria put it. So
Chuck put that.
I said
Chuck
that.
Put it out there. Let's go to the phones real quick. Dave's in Kennesaw. Dave, you're on the Mark Arum Show. What's up, buddy?
Greetings, brother.
Welks, man. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you.
How's things in Albino Land?
Things are excellent in Albino Land, especially since you guys got back on the air.
Well, I personally missed you. I don't know about these guys, but I missed the heck out of you, Dave.
Yeah, I missed you too, man.
All right, good.
Trust me, if I had to listen to 2016 in review one more time.
You know, I still haven't heard it, and I'm in it a couple times.
We made number one.
Yeah, made number one, and we're not even.
Oh, the number one blooper of the year?
Yeah.
And by the way, you put about 25 more pounds on me than I normally have.
What did I say?
You said I weighed 325. I was like, geez.
When did I say that?
On the
show.
Part.
Yeah, wait, you said that I got up. All 325 pounds of me got up and ran in
it
here.
It was the gefilte fish.
Yeah, it was the gefilte fish.
Dropped the. Yeah. The
but S-bomb. I said that during the live show or during Jay Black show?
During Jay Black show.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's tired. Cool. I was like, dang, put 25 more pounds on me.
It's not well, that big.
It's the theater of the mind.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make you like one of the Samoans from WWF fame. So I still haven't heard it yet, but I definitely want to hear it.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
I don't want to hear it.
It's all right.
And can you believe that Jay Black had our big boss intro that?
I know.
That was the most messed up thing. So Donna Hall, who is the big boss
she
here.
She was in there?
She introed that clip.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Like, she had no idea that actually happened on the air until angry little Jay Black is like, hey, I need you to read this intro for the Boober Show. So now she knows that I swore on the air like that.
Well, we sort of caught
it. At least you signed your contract before all that.
Yeah, you got your contract signed.
My deal done. But, all right.
That's funny.
But I guess it played a lot while I was gone.
Oh, yeah. I ran it twice, I think.
Yeah.
So. All right. Probably
I think
ran
I listened to it like four times.
Nice. Well, I still haven't yet to listen to it, so I will.
It was fine. I'm not griping too much, but I'm definitely glad to hear you guys tonight. I missed hearing you guys, and you know, nothing against Clark or anything. He does great work, but I'm missing my normal night routine.
Exactly. So listen, someone that has limited access that you do to go places, would you ever order snacks online?
You know, it's going to depend on the price. I might check it out for a little bit, but kind of like what you were talking about earlier. I mean, I love the food delivery service just because of, for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Like, you know, one thing I love about it is, you know, if I have a taste for Italian, you know, I can order for Frankie's down the road from me.
Boom,
You know, if I want sushi, I can get sushi somewhere, you know. Or, I mean, I've got a whole lot more choices other than, you know, which pizza joint is going to deliver to me. So I love it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the food delivery. But also, again, it's just because I'm lazy and don't want to cook.
I got to check out Zifty's, though. I've never heard of them.
Yeah.
I've heard of DoorDash.
I don't know if they're up in Kennesaw or not, but check it out. Just Google Zifty.com, and they're really good, too. They've been around for a while.
Yeah. Oh, and Armani told me to mention this to you. Number one Christmas gift I got this year was third row VIP tickets to Christopher Titus at Center Stage, and he'd probably be a really good Friday night comedian recording to do if you can get him on.
Oh, excellent. When is he performing?
27th.
Of?
Yeah, third row via this month.
All right, 27th.
Center Stage Theater. Right. So if you can book him. I asked Armani. I didn't know if you and Jamie had like anything contractual where you can only interview.
No. I'm
comedians.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I will. Chuck's going to make some calls on that because Chuck is the man. Right, Chuck?
Yeah, right on that.
All right, Dave, Happy New Year to you and yours, my friend.
You too, brother.
All right, we'll talk to you later. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, it's time for Blessed or Not Blessed with the Lonely Tailgater.
He's the world's foremost expert on what is blessed and what is not blessed. He joins us every Wednesday on the Mark Arum Show. He is the Lonely Tailgater. Happy New Year there, Mr. Tailgater.
I'll tell you what's not blessed.
What's that?
2017.
Why?
Not blessed.
What's the matter?
Already.
Hey, before we get into it, the blessed or not blessed, did you have a tweet that went uber viral while I was on vacation?
I wouldn't say uber. I think it crossed like a couple thousand likes.
That's huge. What do you mean?
That's pretty big.
Yeah. Which tweet was it? Remind me. Because I was late to the game.
Oh, the one about Bob Costas. You remember?
Oh, yes, yes.
Looking hat on?
That's right. The Bob Costas, he had the hat on from the, whatchamacallit? Indiana
you
Jones.
You could say from anything, Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
It looked like the guy who framed Roger Rabbit. It was ridiculous.
I had a tweet.
Had
awesome.
Go, not as viral as yours, apparently, but semi-viral at the Ronda Rousey fight.
Yours was on that little Twitter
moments. Have you ever seen those Twitter
moments?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah.
I didn't even author the tweet. I was watching it with my buddy, who's a big MMA guy, and I really don't follow MMA, but it was, you know, they were getting the fight, they were paying for it, so I was like, all right, whatever. And at the end of the fight, Ronda Rousey got her ass just whooped.
Oh yeah, it was. I stayed up till 1 a.m. to see 48 seconds.
Yeah,
of ass
it was open. Mike Tyson, Michael Spinks reincarnated. It was that bad. And my buddy goes, she didn't even get touched, meaning the other fighter. So I just tweeted that out. She didn't even get touched. Hashtag UFC. It got retweeted 443 times, 1,300 likes. And my buddy's like, dude, what the hell? Like, that was my life. I was like, oh, I'm sorry, man. You're not even on Twitter. I couldn't even give him credit. So, well, kudos to you.
Yeah, if he's not on Twitter, don't feel bad, man.
Yeah, that was a very cool viral. All right, so we're going to do Blessed or Not Blessed. I want you to hear this commercial first, though, Tailgater. Did you find it, by the way?
Which one?
The St. Jude's one? Or the Shriners?
I found one of them, the newest one. I don't know if it's
They've
the one.
They've been using this kid for a while.
Yeah.
I just
love this
kid. I mean,
kid.
It went back to like 2013.
To me, this is the most blessed kid in the world. Take a listen to this this commercial there, Tailgater.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the halls, only one creature was stirring, and he was quite small. It was me in my PJs, rolling quietly in my chair, just remembering all the amazing things that happened this year. We hugged our moms, ran races, and spread love everywhere. Then we saw firsthand that China's love and care. We went swimming, made music, and played dress up too. But all these miracles were only possible because of people like you. Merry Christmas from all of us. You made our dreams come true. You're a part of the Stratus Hospitals for Children family. We love you.
Thank you for your support this holiday season.
Have you seen that commercial? Do you know the kid I'm talking about, Tailgater?
Thank you.
Not a clue.
No, you've never seen that commercial?
I've never seen that commercial.
This is the most blessed kid in the history of blessed kids. I want to adopt this kid. He is so adorable. Can I play another one over here, Longoria?
Sure.
Maybe you've seen this one. That Longoria played the newest one. This is the one that's been around for a couple years.
Imagine a kid who's told his disability will be a lifelong struggle. Now imagine a place where that same kid is told he can do anything. I don't have to imagine, because that kid is me.
That's Alec, by the way.
And that place is Shriners Hospitals for Children.
Look how cute he is. That place is Shriners Hospital for Children.
He's adorable.
He's like one of the little rascals. He's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I want to scoop him up.
Are you sure you're ready for adoption?
Yes, absolutely.
It's very odd hours.
I'm like Michael Scott on The Office when he wanted to adopt a kid. I can't get enough of that kid. So my one question, blessed or not blessed, Alec from Shriners Hospital, blessed or not blessed?
Oh, a disabled kid. I'm going to call you.
I was just going to say.
Your lad. Yeah. Yeah.
Come on. Tell us how you really feel.
That cliff?
Of course. It's the most blessed thing you've ever played.
All right. Just checking. All right. So, Tailgater, we haven't had a chance to discuss the time change of the Mark Arum Show, 7 to 9 p.m. starting on Monday. Will that impact you on Wednesdays? Do you need a new time slot? Are you going to be okay with this?
Is this an on-air negotiation?
No. You're either coming or you're not.
First of all, is WSB even going to allow me on before 11 p.m. at night?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, no, let's do the usual day, man. Why change?
All right, so we'll do Wednesday.
We're just moving it up 2 hours.
Yeah, Wednesday at
8 o'clock.
8:05, you'll call in.
There you go.
Wednesday. That'll interrupt your Big Bang rerun theory. Big Bang Theory rerun on TBS or whatever.
That will interrupt the very end of the second Seinfeld.
Yes.
But this is the first step in your march to broadcasting dominance right here.
First step in my march to retirement. That's the way I look at it.
No.
One step closer to hanging up the headphones for good, my friend.
You're moving closer to the middle of the day. That's the prime spot. Get that tub of lard Limbaugh out of there and get on 12 to 3. That's what we're shooting for.
Good Lord.
Wow. How do you really feel, buddy?
Wow. I'm not going to get on air next week, am I?
No. Everyone, as long as Jay Black doesn't play the clip for the bosses, we're okay.
Yeah.
We're still under the radar. All right, listen. Happy New Year. How's the Quad Rangoon? What did you get your daughter for Christmas?
Oh, she cleaned up. She got Pokemon stuff, and she got Skylanders Imaginators.
How old is she now?
So, she's 7.
7. Yeah, at 7, can you tell if she's going to be a productive member of society or not?
No.
You don't know yet?
It's too early. Anybody who says they can know that at 7 years old, no. I it's going to be at least 2 years before I know if I have to lock her away.
There's an internet rumor that she was conceived at the DOT headquarters on Confederate Avenue. Confirm or deny?
You mean the DOT Traffic Management Center?
Yeah, the TMC, Confederate Ave.
Oh, come on, man. You know I would never do anything like that at a place of work. Come on.
All right, fair enough. He's on Twitter. He's viral. He is the Lonely Tailgater, at Lonely Tailgater. Have a blessed night, my friend.
Bosco forever.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you. Prayers to my little girl. We'll come back. I really do not know what we're going to talk about. It should be fun. 404-872-0750. This is The Mark Arum Show. I drop the bass to MCs get weak, but every road they trace is a scar they keep. It's when I speak, they freak, they sweat, the technique.
The Mark Arum Show, brought to you by Low T Nation.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Welcome back to the show, 11:24, 37 degrees on Peachtree Street. If you are in your car and you want to hear that commercial again with the most cute kid, he kind of looks like Longoria would look as a kid, I think.
You think so?
Yeah. He does a little bit, yeah.
He's got a little Longoria in him.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tweeted out a link to the commercial, and I put it on my Facebook page, Mark Arum WSB. So just the kid is just two scoops of sugar.
He really is a cutie.
He is so adorable.
Yeah, I told you, I just want to pinch his cheeks.
Yes, like Longoria.
You just want to pinch my
cheeks? Do you have any baby pictures of yourself?
I do, but I don't know if I have any in my phone right now.
No, I wouldn't expect you to have them in your phone. You're
I don't know. I could.
Narcissistic.
Yeah. How funny would that be?
No, I do.
His
somewhere.
His phone are just full of baby pictures baby of himself.
I'll try to look for
I want to know what Longoria... I want to look what both of you look like this, as kids, little kids. I'd love to see that.
I had ridiculously blonde hair.
I could see that.
Like bleach blonde.
By the way, what's up with the white supremacists and Whitefish, dude?
I don't know.
The
you
anti-Jewish
read about
thing.
What's up with the white supremacists?
Seriously.
No, seriously, this is like a thing. I read about this the
like
other day.
Like neo-Nazis are terrorizing Jews in Whitefish, Montana.
Yeah.
And you might be like, why are Jews in Whitefish, Montana? Let me explain. One of the Jewish delicacies is Whitefish salad.
Is that what it is?
So obviously when the Jews were heading out west and they were like looking for a place to settle, they're like, there's a town called Whitefish?
Excellent.
We got to go there. So that's why I'm assuming that there are Jews in Whitefish, Montana.
Is it just a salad with fish in it?
It's actually, I'm not a big fan of Whitefish. Mm. They have they have actual white fish. You can buy the fish. And Whitefish salad is like a tuna salad, but made with whitefish instead of tuna.
Gotcha.
But it's too salty for me. I'm not a fan. But
too
I do
salty.
It is. It's like a salty.
I don't know. You.
It's not as good as gefilte fish.
Anything is
it's
better.
Not as,
I don't
it's
know
not as good as chopped herring. Now, if there was a chopped herring, Montana,
that's where
I would move.
Now that's a place I would.
I'm
like
assuming
to
you
move.
Guys have never had chopped herring.
No.
Another thing we got our buddy at Goldberg's. I got to email him. He's offered to bring us in food after the great egg salad caper of 2016. People on Twitter were like, and Facebook,
thing.
They were like, "I hope your egg salad doesn't disappear in the new year or whatever."
That was the craziest.
That was the craziest. And we never found out who stole Chuck's cookie.
I know.
Still, that's the one thing that burns me is we figured out your salad, but somebody still absconded with my cookie.
Anyway, so Whitefish, Montana.
I don't know.
Hating
they
on
got,
the Jews,
they got a
man.
Problem up there.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Straighten your folk out, man.
I'm not from there. That's the other side of the state.
Whatever. It's the Montana. You are.
It's the size of Alaska.
You are the official ambassador
of the whole state. All right.
If they had an embassy here. If Montana had an embassy in Atlanta, you would be the head of the embassy.
Okay.
Until
the
president kicked you out of the country.
I'll make some calls.
All right, we're gonna Alewine is back. We're gonna hear Alewine's first Mark Arum Show newscast of 2017. We'll come back with your calls, whatever you want on this final half hour. We'll talk about the new showtime. Let's do that. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show.
The mad style, so step off the Frankfurter. Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean? A tidbit, a smidgen. I don't get the message, so you got to run the
pitch. WSB. I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this.
Whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Hi, this is Gilbert Gottfried, and you're listening to the Mark Arum Show. Why you're listening is your own business. I would never listen.
He packed in the animals 2x2. Ox, a camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight. I couldn't get no sleep that night. Roll the club, Shep and him. Tell me about the master plan. Oh, my Lord, Lord.
Welcome back to the show, 11:36, 24 in front of midnight. Mark Arum with you till 12, just through this week. And then Monday, we are starting our new time, the Mark Arum Show. You heard in the promo there, 7 to 9 p.m. The two bananas will be joining me at the earlier time, Longoria and Low T. Same cast of characters, Johnny Kilbasa, Lonely Tailgater, Little Sanjay. The show will pretty much be the same. That being said, if you're just hearing about this for the first time, don't panic. You can hear the Mark Arum Show via the podcast. We'll be posted every night after 9 p.m. So you can still listen at 10 to midnight if that suits your lifestyle better. I get it. people have a routine, as Dave and Kennesaw said. They want, you know, keep their same routine. So I totally get that. I hope you can listen live. If not, the podcast will be up. But let me, since this is our first show of the new year and one of just a couple of shows before the time switch, if you have any questions or suggestions about what you'd like to hear from 7 to 9, I'm more than welcome. I mean, this is your show. We do this for you. So if you have any comments, suggestions...
As long as I don't have to do any more work.
Yeah, as long as Low T doesn't work any more than he already does, because he's already maxed out effort-wise. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK, on Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB, Instagram, Mark Arum, whatever, 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 yada, yada, yada. I mentioned the bisque. David's up on the Mark Arum Show. Hello, David and Tucker. What's going on, buddy?
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. How's everything?
Doing fine. I, being a VIP, did properly receive my Christmas card, so thank you very much.
Excellent, excellent. Did it? Did you display it in an area of prominence in the Tucker household?
Along with everything else, which means I put it somewhere, which will, you know, in a very valuable place where I'll not throw it away because I will probably not be able to find it on any particular moment.
Excellent. Now, there's already been a couple for sale on eBay.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I think there was a buy-it-now price of $17.99 for the Mark Arum Show Christmas card on eBay.
Wow.
And seriously?
Yeah.
This year?
Really?
And unfortunately, I have none. I have no extra.
I have one extra.
Do you have one extra?
I saw that thing I'd for like to $30.
I'd like to recoup some of the cost of buying those. Those are expensive this year.
Yeah, I know. You bought expensive ones.
And there was a lot of them. Yeah. We had to get a lot of them this year.
We had to do a reorder for the
first
time. Because we ran
Shutterfly
out.
Was like, yeah. Was Shutterfly? Is that what I used?
Yeah, sure. Mm.
But $17.95 was the buy it now price. Unsigned. Just a mint condition.
That's weird.
2016 Mark Arum Show Christmas card.
Who would want to pay for that?
I think Vinny from TV.
You think Vinny?
Because Vinny took like four of them, and I think he threw them up on eBay.
That would explain.
So, David, if you're ever short of cash, you don't have enough cash to get your Gray's box delivered, you can sell that Christmas card on eBay. I would imagine the first year one would be more valuable. Like the first
I was going to inquire since I'm apparently... part of the show, I was anticipating my backdated checks.
Yeah, it's in the mail. It's in the mail.
Plan that.
With a gift card.
My birthday is also today, so...
Oh, happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I tell people it's very important because it is not 60. It is as close to 60 as possible, but it's still not 60 because somehow 60 sounds old.
You know what? It used to, but then I look at my dad. He's 70, and I'm like, he works out. He's spry. He, you know, 70 to me used to be, oh man, 70, senior citizen. It's different now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem different?
It does.
My dad's 71, and that guy goes 100 miles
an
hour. He's way more active now than he was 10 years ago at 60.
So that's why I turned 43 in December, and I'm not worried at all. I'm not freaking out or, you know, it's just like, all right, I just got plenty. It's different now. I don't know. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, well, one of the guys in my bio class had a dual birthday celebration this evening, and he's 85, and he's cruising along pretty well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's a matter of genes and how well you take care of yourself and all that. I personally celebrated by cleaning dog poop off my shoes. So
was it your dog or no?
Yes.
All right.
Sadly, well, okay. You know, very, very in-house, not literally in-house, but out in the yard problem. But, don't want to blow it out too much, but I was going to have a birthday party this weekend, but apparently we're going to go into Donner Party mode, and it's postponed due to the several snowflakes.
Now, who makes the call to postpone your birthday party? The person throwing the party or you?
It was a kind of a mutual consent thing.
I got you.
Yeah, because, you know, this town, two snowflakes, and, you know, we're starting to, you know, hoard.
And from what I'm hearing from Mellish, we're looking late Friday night into Saturday morning, which traffic-wise is perfect. That's fine. Let it happen then, as opposed to, you know, like a Tuesday afternoon, people driving home or whatever. I'm a little excited for it. I think we might be on severe weather duty, the three of us, though, unfortunately, Friday night.
Yeah,
let's hope it doesn't get too bad.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, David, happy birthday. Before I let you go, anything you want to see or don't want to see in the new show at 7 p.m.?
If we could have a little more, any live call-in or something on some Fridays rather than it all being outgoing.
We will be live on Fridays.
Okay, great.
Yes, at least for an hour.
Okay.
At least an hour.
Sometime during the month.
Here's what I want to do. And David, again, thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for calling. Happy birthday and Happy New Year, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. We have this thing called the Live Lounge. Yeah, Chuck's yawning. So everyone else is using the Live Lounge. Erickson uses it. Hessler uses it. We've never done it because we're on 10 to midnight. I'm getting the impression from management they want us to do... utilize the Live Lounge in the new earlier time slot. So I want your input, guys. How do you want to do this? Do you want to do quarterly? We have a live show with listeners in studio. I've got a couple of musical guests that have offered to play live bumper music for us going in and out of the breaks from the Live Lounge. Anything else you could think of that we could utilize? I mean, we have like a little studio with a stage and everything, and seating. Any thoughts on that and how we can use that in the new time slot?
We could get some of those comedians in live with the earlier show if their shows are late.
No, they can't do that.
On Fridays, they wouldn't be able to do, not 7.
They're on stage at 7.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They go on stage that early?
Yeah.
Who watches comedy at 7 o'clock at night on a Friday?
A lot of people.
Really?
Yeah, date night, come on.
Maybe we can simulcast from there.
There you go.
The stage.
No, having the audience in, mm-hmm. Music has to be great.
Yeah,
that'd be a lot of fun.
So at Captain Herb's Toys for Tots thing that you guys didn't come to in Lithia Springs, there was a bluegrass band there. It was a family. It was a mom, two daughters, two sons, and they knocked my socks off. Just unbelievable. They were so good. And I talked to the dad, who I guess was the manager, and he was giving me the stink eye, but I was like, I'd love to have you guys on the show. And then someone came and was like, he's not a weirdo. He's all right. He's got a radio
he's
show.
He's not a weirdo.
No, because I don't know. He probably thought, I don't know what he was thinking, but he was looking at me like, who is this Jewish bastard? Anyway, so Jews Nugget, so they are going to, I'm going to get in touch with them. They'll perform. They were so good, Longoria. It was unbelievable how talented these. It's a
that's
family.
Weird because you don't really like bluegrass. Do you?
I do actually.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm a big fan
Erickson
of bluegrass.
Loves that stuff. Yeah, yeah. We refuse to play it as bumper music.
Well, so what I was thinking of is getting them to record a version of the song we use at the end of the show, "Go to Sleep, Little Baby."
Yeah, okay.
That'd
be think
cool.
They would nail it. I was so impressed by this group. So that's one musical act. But what else can we do? You guys are smart and creative. What else can we do? In that
Facebook Live it at the same time? I don't know.
Yeah, but I want to use the auditorium that we have there. Could we do live game shows?
That's what I was going to say. We could do some contesting stuff. We'd have to come up with some. But I we could do a. I bet if we put our heads together, we could come up with some very, Jimmy Kimmel.
Let's do this real quick. Open the phones line back up because I know you've had them closed for 2 hours. Would you listeners be interested in coming and seeing a truly live performance of the Mark Arum Show in the Live Lounge? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Is that something that would appeal to you to come and see the creative genius that is Longoria, Low-T, and myself doing this live? Because I don't want to go through, the mechanisms of making this happen if no one really wants to come here at 7 p.m. to watch us do the show live. So as a listener, Would there be any interest for you to come and watch us do the show live? 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Or you can tweet at me. Let me know if you'd be interested. Longoria just reminded me we have tickets to give away, which means I have to find the email. Was it from Pat? Or
it was from Pat.
Teisinger?
No, it was from Pat.
All right. We have tickets to give away to... I don't want to give these away.
Well, we didn't give them away yesterday, so you can keep those.
I can keep yesterday.
Nobody's going
to
make us.
Because we had some to give away yesterday, but we didn't do a show. So.
All right. Let's see. We got two Tonys. Tony, welcome to the show. Tony McDonough. Tony, would you be interested in coming up to see a live Mark Aaron broadcast?
I absolutely would. A lot of us work downtown. I'd love to catch a show at 7 o'clock. You have a great show.
Excellent. All right, so Tony's down. I don't know how we're going to choose who can come, but that's good to know that Tony McDonough. Tony and Marietta, would you come to the town to watch the show?
Linda and I would love to come and see the show, and I would love to see it absolutely once a month, not once a quarter.
Oh, wow.
And let's talk on various subjects that are happening in that very month, whether it's politics, sports, you name it,
sure.
Music, the whole deal.
And anytime we get a big name guest, like whether it's the governor or Kellyanne Conway or whomever comes in, we can do a live lounge in there. The only problem is it takes more manpower. We have to have two bodies in there. Actually, because you'll be in there with me too, both of you.
Yeah, we'd have to have people
like
sitting
four
here.
Extra people getting staffed on this. So
yeah.
We can make it
takes
happen.
Takes a little planning.
Nadia in Atlanta. Nadia, would you be interested in coming to see the show live?
Oh, I'd love it, Mark. I really enjoy your show. It's Nadia the Haitian.
My favorite Haitian.
Yes. How are you?
There she goes again, the dopest Ethiopian. I'm great, man. How's your New Year's? How's your Christmas?
Very good, thanks. I'm so glad you guys are back.
Well, I'm glad too. I did miss doing the show. There were so many times over vacation, and of course I never write stuff down. I'm like, oh, I got to talk about this. Oh, that, you know, I have a great idea to talk about, and I never write stuff down. I should be texting you guys.
You should have.
And be like, hey.
Yeah, just do that, it's easy.
Let's talk about this. But are you going to be able to listen 7 to 9, Nadia?
Yeah, I'll listen. Right. And I'll probably do the pod sometimes when I can't get in it.
All right. You can do the pod whenever you want. And there are podcasts now available on iTunes and WSBRadio.com if you want to catch up. All right, I've got tickets to give away to see Chicago and the Doobie Brothers. We're going to give them to... Tell me the greatest Christmas gift you gave or received this year. The greatest Christmas gift you gave or received this year... And you'll win a pair of tickets to see the Doobie Brothers and Chicago in concert. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. One segment to go. This is The Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Longoria knocking out back-to-back Far Side. Loving it, kid. All right, best Christmas present you gave or received this Christmas for the prize pack. John's in Athens. John, what do you got?
Hey, man. Yeah, listen, I was able to get worked hard enough to get enough money saved up to my kids always wanted to go to New York, and my mom lives up in Virginia, and she's never been either, and so I was able to work enough this year to get enough money together to get the whole family up to New York for 2 days.
That's awesome. All right, hang on. You're in the running. Allison in Atlanta. Allison, best Christmas present you gave or received this year?
Hey, I actually did one of those DNA tests where you can see your family heritage.
Yeah.
And so I got those results and then did this whole family tree for my mom and dad.
So what were your DNA results?
It basically confirms, like, you know, everything I thought I knew, but I'm from, you know, Western Europe, I guess, way back in the day. But yeah. I had ancestors, like, that fought in the Revolutionary War.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, and I had, you know, ancestors that fought on both sides of the Civil War.
That's old school. I want to get that done. I want to get all three of us get DNA tested.
Do you think it's legit?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Dale's in Flowery Branch. Dale, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, so I got my son his first official big boy bicycle, and he about flipped his lid on that one.
Training wheels or no?
Training wheels for now, but we're going to work him out of them. He's a quick learner.
So and he's 16 or 17, I forgot. Hang on, Dale, you're in the running. Brad's up next on the Mark Arum Show. Brad, Christmas present, what do you got?
That was a pretty good one there. I went and bought a $3,600 engagement ring.
Congratulations, buddy.
I had a girl to give it to, too. So she said yes.
And she said yes?
Yeah.
That's awesome. How many carats is that, 36 hundo?
I don't know, but it's a lot to pay for.
All right, well, you're going to get it. You're going to get the tickets then. This will be your honeymoon.
All right.
You want a pair of tickets. Win it before you can buy it tickets to see Chicago and the Doobie Brothers in concert June 23rd, Verizon Amphitheater, produced by Live Nation. How about that?
Thank you, buddy.
All right, Brad, hang on the line. Chuck's going to get some info for you. Star of the show.
And now, are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I think I want to forego Star of the Show this week and then just start fresh on Monday with the new time slot. What do you guys think?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
You guys all right with that?
Yeah.
In case you missed it, 2016 Star of the Show was Longoria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you chopped it up with Lo Tizzle.
Yeah, I split it with him. He does as much work as I do.
You waited a little longer than normal to cash that check, Longoria.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, I guess.
It was his because he was out of town.
Oh, you waited longer.
I didn't
get it.
I put mine in that night when I went home.
Very nice.
Yeah, his had to stay here a week.
Back on tomorrow live, Lonely Tailgater is not going to be here. Little Sanjay will. Johnny Kilbasa will. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook Mark Arum WSB, Instagram Mark Arum. Now go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.